Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Matthew 9:27. Two blind men followed Jesus. Notice what they said. What did they say? They said, Son of David, have mercy on us. Now, what did they want? They wanted their eyes open, didn't they? They wanted their eyes healed, or, you know, they could have been born with something not there. They wanted a creative miracle in their eyes or a healing, but they wanted healing miracles. Well, why didn't they just ask for it? Why didn't Jesus correct them and say, what do you want? Mercy. Well, I thought you want healing, don't you? What you asking for mercy for? He never corrected anybody. Amen. Anybody that ever asked for mercy got healing. Yes. What does that prove? Hallelujah. Healing is a mercy. Oh, and a friend, this is some of the best news you've ever heard. I don't know if you realize this or not. What does that mean? Mercy is unearned, undeserved, unmerited. Which means you don't have to earn it or merit it, because it's a mercy. It's by grace through faith. It's a mercy, just like forgiveness of sin, just like being born again, just like going to heaven. It's a mercy. So it's got nothing to do with how good you've been or how bad you've been. It's not based on that. I've had people look at me and say, well, so-and-so's a good person. Why wouldn't God heal them? And I looked at them. I said, what's that got to do with it? Well, they're a good person. So? That's like saying so-and-so was a good person, a good humanitarian. Why can't they go to heaven without believing in Jesus? Well, because nobody could ever be good enough to be saved on their own merits. That's why Jesus had to come and pay the price. And that's why you can't be good enough to deserve a healing. Amen. Same thing. It's a mercy. Well, Lord, I'll try to be better. I'll try to do better if you'll heal me. This is not let's make a deal. You can't buy a healing and you got nothing to trade.
That's right. That's right.
And if you do, it ain't worth enough. No. That's what the scripture says. Our righteousness is as filthy rags. And people sometimes take that and that's the only verse they know. Well, no, that's why you can't operate in yours. You've got to operate in His. He has given us His righteousness. Glory to God, which is already accepted in heaven. Because ours could never be good enough. Now, we should do good works. We're going to get rewarded for them. Amen. But it's not how you get healed. It's not how you get your sins forgiven. And you want to watch it. Any kind of thing trying to buy a healing. You know, any kind. I've had people in healing school before when I worked with Brother Hagin that didn't know they were brand new to these things come, because I was the main one speaking, and offer me a bunch of money. And anew in my heart, they think they can buy healing. And I couldn't take it. How many remember Simon offered money? Remember that? Said, let me have this power so that people I lay hands on get filled with the Holy Ghost. And boy, Peter spoke rough to him, didn't he? He said, you can't buy the things of God. And so we want to be on the watch for that. Healing has already been bought and paid for. Forgiveness of sin has already been bought and paid for. Completely. Completely. There was nothing in the universe that was valuable enough to buy it except one thing. The blood of the Lamb. And He paid it. And He bought it. And it's what the Bible says. You've been bought with a price. You're not your own. So glorify God in your body and in your spirit. Both of them belong to God. Say, I'm bought and paid for. My healing's bought and paid for. I don't have to do one thing to earn a healing. Not one thing. It's already completely bought and paid for. It is a mercy. If it was based on us getting good enough to get healed, none of us would ever be healed. So it's a mercy. It's a mercy. So when people say, I don't deserve for God to heal me. Right. Didn't you already know that? I've messed up. I've made mistakes and I just don't deserve to be healed. Exactly. That's why it's by His mercy. But I'm going to go over this again real slow. Mercy. What does it mean? Tell me what it means. Mercy means you don't get the judgment and the punishment that you should have got. And it means you do get the good things, the blessings that you shouldn't have got. It's mercy. Mercy. All smart Christian children learn that word early on when they get in trouble. They're about to get punished. They go, mercy. Mercy. Sometimes they didn't realize this punishment is mercy compared to what you should be getting, boy. They should have mercy on us. And what'd they get? They got healing. Go to Matthew 14. Wonder if the Lord's still having mercy on people. Is He still having mercy? Yes, He is. Psalm 86:15, while you're turning there, it says, God, our God is full of compassion. He's gracious, He's long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. Does He have plenty of mercy? He's got plenty of mercy. Now, what people don't realize when they're saying it might not be God's will to heal them, what did they just get through saying? It might not be God's will to have mercy on them. Isn't that what they just get through saying? Because we've proven healing is a mercy. We're going to prove it even further. Does that sound right to you that it might not be God's will to have mercy on somebody? That can't be. He's rich in mercy. The Bible says, to all that call on Him. No matter what you've done. You know, so many people in the world don't believe that, and it grieves me, and I know it's because the Spirit of God's in me. It grieves the Lord when He's telling people, I'll forgive you. I'll make it right. You can put it behind you. We'll go on. I'll still use you. I'll bless you. I'll give you blessings. I'll heal you. I'll meet your needs. I'll get you out of trouble. And people look up and go, yeah, but no, you don't know what I've done. You know how bad it is. He knows everything. He knows things you don't know. How bad it is. And He still told you He'd forgive you. And He'd have mercy. Don't you know Peter felt bad standing out there by that fire where he had denied 3 times that he even knew the Lord. And he's one stood out there and was the loudest about, I'll die with you. I'll die with you. I don't care. I will never deny you. And he stood out there. And when it came down to it and the pressure was on, aren't you one of his? No. You got to be. You got the same accent as them, the Galileans. No, I don't know him. I saw you. I knew you. No, I don't know him. I'm telling you, I don't know him. And stood out there and spoke curses and denied the Lord. Reckon how low he felt when the rooster crowed. And he remembered what Jesus told him. And I stood up there so adamant, I will never deny you. If I die with you, I will. And he cried, the Bible said he sobbed grievously, cried. I suspect he thought that was it. Don't you think? There are indications that say so. Because when Jesus was raised from the dead, you know what he said? Go tell my disciples and Peter.
Amen.
Ooh. Whoa. He's not in the group. Well, he's the one said he wasn't. Remember that? He's the one said he was. Go tell my disciples and Peter. And then after he's raised from the dead and they caught the fish and they're sitting there on the side of the lake. And he took him aside. He said, Peter, he knows he's hurting.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you love me? He said, yeah. How many times did he ask him?
Three
times. He denied him three times. And he said, asked him again, Peter, do you love me? He said, yeah. Yes. Because last time they talked and he told him he's going to deny him. He was so vocal. He was so adamant. He probably came across a little milder this time.
Yeah.
He's probably thinking, I think so. You tell me. But he said, yeah, Lord. And then a third time he said, Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know everything. You know I do. And he said, will you feed my sheep? What does that mean? He's going to have a job in the kingdom. He's not out. Oh, come on. Now, come on. He's not out. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost fell on them. And Peter stood up. He's not moping around and dragging his feet. And I'm not in the bunch and I've missed it. He stood up and preached like a house of fire. Thousands came in. And Book of Acts follows him right on through. Miracle. People getting healed by a shadow falling on them. That's good news to God. That's after standing out there cursing and denying the Lord. I'm telling you, the Lord's mercy endures forever. I don't care what you've done. I don't care how badly you've blown it and messed up. If you're willing to repent, there's a future for you. A bright future for you. You can still be used of God. Yes, you can. Don't let the devil tell you any other thing. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Mercy of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002K. That's R2002K, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.